Nolte, Steven Soderbergh, Nobody's Fucking in Superhero Movies. By John Nolte on February 7, 2022. Speaking to the far-left Daily Beast, Oscar-winning director Steven Soderbergh said of superhero movies, "Nobody's fucking." Here are the full comments after he was asked if he's ever been approached to direct a franchise movie or if he would want to. "Not really, and I'm not a snob. It's not that I feel it's some lower tier in any way. It really becomes about what universe you occupy as a storyteller. I'm just too earthbound to really release myself to a universe in which Newtonian physics don't exist," laughs. "I just have a lack of imagination in that regard. Which is why the one foray I had into pure science fiction, 2002's Solaris, was essentially a character drama that happened to be set on a spaceship. Also, for a lot of these, for me to understand the world and how to write or supervise the writing of the story and the characters. Apart from the fact that I can bend time and defy gravity and shoot beams out of my fingers, there's no fucking. Nobody's fucking. Like, I don't know how to tell people how to behave in a world in which that is not a thing." Daily Beast, "These universes are pretty conspicuously sexless. The fantasy spectacle universe, as far as I can tell, typically doesn't involve a lot of fucking. And also things like, who's paying these people? Who do they work for? How does this job come to be? Well, it's nice to know someone else is aware of this. And we all know why this is happening, why sex is now verboten. The first reason is that legions of filmmakers who pretend to be artists are selling their souls in the hopes of gaining entry into China's lucrative theatrical market. China doesn't like sex. So filmmakers are eagerly whoring out their artistry to appease China's Nazis. The second reason is that the woke production code is 100 times more oppressive than the original production code. For example, the old production code didn't outlaw sex or sexiness. The woke production code wants us to believe women don't need men. So romance and sex are no longer allowed, except gay sex, which makes most of us very uncomfortable. Look at these superhero movies. When it comes to romance, except for the pre-woke code Iron Man, they're all as sterile as Leave It to Beaver. Hell, at least June wore a dress. Honestly, as I wrote last week, watching movies today is like living in an alternate universe where Jerry Falwell's moral majority triumphed. Soderbergh made one of the sexiest movies of the last 25 years, Out of Sight, 1998. No way that turns out the same in today's repressive environment. Even though it made Jennifer Lopez a movie star and did so primarily because she could bring the heat like few others, the woke Gestapo would go insane about the male gaze. The male gaze. The male gaze. And so, the threat of a woke backlash would hover over every production decision. And a great movie would be less so because of that threat. Watch below. I'm no porn fan, but I am a red-blooded American male. A happily married heterosexual guy who enjoys looking at sexy women. Who enjoys the vicarious wish fulfillment that comes with watching another man score, love or sex, with a hot chick. That doesn't make me a sexist or chauvinist. On the contrary, it makes me a normal guy who doesn't pretend to be something he is not to suit the day's fashionable, and fascist, opinions. Case in point, any red-blooded American male who tells you he would not have enjoyed the ludicrously sexless Moonfall a whole lot more had Halle Berry been allowed to unleash the fire of her considerable sex appeal is a godless liar. You think I've watched Gilda, 1946, 20 times for the dialogue, although the dialogue is great? You think I've watched The Lady Eve, 1941, well past knowing all the jokes for the jokes? You think I watch Body Heat, 1981, every year because I've forgotten the plot twists? Sexy is not only human, but in moderation, sexy is healthy, it's good for us. Sexy is also fun, it's harmless escapism. And it's real, and acknowledging what's real is crucial to art. There's nothing morally wrong with the male gaze in Soderbergh's Out of Sight. There's nothing morally wrong with the female gaze in Soderbergh's Magic Mike movies. There is also nothing morally wrong with objectifying a woman who agrees to be objectified. Who, like Marilyn Monroe, Madonna, Ava Gardner, etc. enjoys driving us guys crazy. Artistically, America is now more sexually repressed than at any other time in modern history. And today's so-called artists can no longer laugh at the repressive 1950s that gave us Monroe and Mansfield, can no longer laugh at the production code that gave us countless screen sirens. The left's woke Nazis make Jerry Falwell look like a libertine. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.